Become a Master Builders Victoria member and access free legal, OH&S and industrial relations support. Kogan Mobile. Get started for just $4.90 for 30 days. KoganMobile.com.au/footy.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Oh, geez, how good is life if you're playing for, involved with, or barracking for the Melbourne Football Club at the moment? You're undefeated, 8-0. You've just got your second Rising Star nomination in a row as well. So following in the footsteps of Luke Jackson is James Jordan. He's a magnificent story, James Jordan. Something of a late bloomer. Pick 33 in the 2018 National Draft, and he's transformed his role and the way he plays the game. And he's playing a crucial role for the D's this season. And he joins us, which is a great pleasure to have him on the line. James, congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, absolute pleasure. Well, if we can continue on with the theme, I mean, how good's life for you at the moment? And I neglected to say you signed a new contract about a month ago as well for the next couple of years. So life doesn't get much better than this, I imagine.
Yeah, no, it's going pretty good. Happy with the start to the year. Couldn't ask for much better, really.
Tell us about the role that you are playing and your appetite for the tackle. Now, you rank equal fifth in the AFL playing midfield, 47 tackles on the season so far. Have you always had this appetite to roll the sleeves up and lay the tackle? Where does that come from, James?
Just a good country boy, I guess. I felt like tackling is one of my strengths, and I just try to bring that each week and then just play footy off the back of that. So I feel like if I can bring that, it'll help the team to go a long way to get a win.
Well, let's go back to go forward. You mentioned your country upbringing. You're from Yarrawonga. You were, as I said, seen as something of a quote-unquote draft bolter, and he only played six games with Oakley, but it was the dominant year of school football for Caulfield Grammar. Just take us through your journey. You know, when you first picked up a footy and your path to get recognised as a youngster.
Yeah, so I was grew up in Yarrawonga, playing for the Pigeons down there. And then played all my junior footy there. And then year 11, I made the move down to Caulfield Grammar in the boarding house there. Played school footy for Caulfield year 11 and 12. Then went through the Oakley Chargers. Lucky enough to play 7 or 8 games there and some finals there. And then also played a bit of senior footy for Yarra in 2018 as well, so which was good.
Yeah. Okay. So, and at this point, when you were drafted, am I right in saying you were essentially drafted as a defender? Is that correct?
Yeah. For school footy, I played through the midfield, a bit off half back as well. Sort of a bit all over the place. I felt that was one of my strengths. Pretty versatile. Could sort of play anywhere on the ground.
Yeah. And then in your first, obviously, you joined Melbourne, as I said, pick 33, 2018 National Draft. How did you find those first couple of years at the club?
Yeah, obviously, it's a pretty different lifestyle. Got to mature pretty quickly. The groups, the coaches, they've all been really welcoming. And I've loved my first 3 years and can't wait for what's to come.
How difficult was last year? Obviously, not playing, hub life, all the difficulties associated with that. Just for you personally, how challenging was 2020?
It was pretty challenging. Obviously, not playing any footy, just stuck to some practice games. And then I hurt my finger at the back end of last year, where I felt like I was pretty close to breaking into the senior team. So that didn't help at all. But it was a bit difficult.
And obviously we did what we did, of course, but those practice games must have been pretty lame, Jordan. I mean, yeah, players putting on opposition jumpers. It wasn't what we've come to know of the second tier competitions and the like. It must have been really tough.
Yeah, it was, but we were still able to get some footy in, which was good. The players, they're all accommodating for all of that. So we just tried to make it work where we could.
Tell us about the move to the midfield then. What was the genesis of that? How did that come about?
Just from my second midway through, I started my second year, just made the move to the midfield, just where I probably feel most comfortable playing. And then, started this year, moved into that midfield rotation and then playing a bit across half forward as well and on the wing. So, like I said before, I think versatility is one of my strengths and, happy just to be playing my role for the team and, getting that win.
And as a youngster who only made your debut in round one, what's it like playing midfield and you're surrounded by some big names and some big bodies there with a big ruckman. I mean, we don't need to go through them all, but Oliver, Viney, Petraka, Max Gawn, obviously pulling the strings in the ruck. I mean, there's some big, there's a big presence, big power in that midfield.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been awesome for me and my development, you know, seeing what they do day in, day out at the footy club, seeing why they're such big names and great players, and they get a lot of the attention all every week. So, yeah, I'm just happy playing my role and helping them out where I can.
And a lot's been made of that midfield perhaps being more selfless this year. I mean, you've had a really close eye on that. I mean, how real is that mantra, and what have you made of it? And has that been overblown, or was that a conscious thing that the club and the players preached in the off season and that they're now living by?
Yeah, I guess we're just having a bit more guys go through the middle. You would have seen Cozzy Pickett, Alex Neil Bullen, myself. Yeah, we're just having a different mix through the midfield. Yeah, I feel like everyone's going along well with that. So yeah, it's been good.
And what's it like playing for Simon Goodwin?
Yeah, he's awesome. He really knows how to build relationships on and off the field, and he's just a great footy person. He's been awesome for me over my last 2 and a bit years. So yeah, he's really good.
And I mean, how much of his messaging now is about just keeping it week to week? It must be difficult given the club's endured a couple of hard years and the supporters of a long suffering. We know that you're the only undefeated team in the competition. It'd be easy to cast your eyes and your minds forward and dream about, you know, what might be to come. You're only human. How difficult is it to keep the eyes lowered, so to speak?
Yeah, Goody's been really good with that. I think he's got the messages across to all the players, and all the players are on the same page that, yeah, it's back to 0-0 each week. And, yeah, it's a new task each week, and we just want to keep preparing the best that we can to the opposition. We play Carlton this week, and that'll be another good challenge. You know, they tested the Bulldogs all the way. So, no, looking forward to just each week as it comes, and, yeah, just try and keep that winning up.
And who'd you barrack for growing up, James?
Yeah, I was actually a Sydney supporter growing up. So
Swannies?
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
My cousin, first cousin Adam Pryor, he was up there for a year on the rookie list, so that was probably, yeah, swung me towards that for a little bit.
And now what's it been like playing for a club who, as I said, have been down for a period of time, and then, as is always the case, when you come good, you can, the passion that you see in the stands is just so tangible. What's it like playing for a club where, you know, you must be fueled by what you're hearing in the stands each and every week? They're up and about, the supporters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after the game on the weekend, all the supporters sticking around, just a smile on their face and the joy that we can bring to them. And yeah, it's just awesome. You know, when, you know, Lingers does that rundown tackle on the wing, they just, yeah, get really loud. And yeah, it's goosebumps sort of stuff. So no, it's awesome to see them out and about.
James, absolutely awesome to talk to you, mate. Congratulations on the nomination. And 2 in a row, as I say, for the Ds. Your side's absolutely flying 8-0. Best of luck against the Blues this weekend and for the rest of what's shaping is a pretty special season for you. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
James Jordan there, the tackling machine from the Melbourne Football Club. And what a career turnaround and transformation that has been. I think he did it pretty tough last year. He wouldn't have been on his own there, not playing up in the hub. Would have been pretty horrendous. But back now down in Melbourne, he's getting a regular game. He's contracted now for another couple of years and has a role in a talent-laden midfield, isn't it? He's done well to get in there, and he's, credit to him, he made his debut in round one. He's held his spot. He's had 18, 20, and 23 touches in the last 3 weeks. But for me, it's the tackles that are getting him a spot in that side, the defensive intent. They've got enough ball winners in that midfield, enough silk, if you like, and he brings some real grunt, James Jordan. So hot off the back of Luke Jackson's nomination last week. So they're in a good place, the Ds, winning, and the future's bright as well. So there's a lot to like about the Melbourne Football Club and James Jordan. Hey, we've sourced the Craig Vozzo audio from earlier on today out west concerning Willie Rioli, but he covered quite a few topics as well. He actually covered off Patrick Cripps. Now, there were some reports on Channel 7 yesterday that West Coast was circling Paddy Cripps and that they'd even look at trading Elliot Yeo, West Coast, with those osteotis pubis concerns. Well, Craig Vozzo today shut down any suggestion that they were going to trade Elliot Yeo. He wouldn't go near Patrick Cripps, I don't think, from what I've read, but it would be an enormous surprise given you know, West Coast are one of those clubs that agreed to a significant pay cut to avoid any future, I guess, COVID-19 related salary cap issues. Now, they took a 7% cut, which was far and above what the 3.5% reduction across the board was. So they were one of a number of clubs who went with a bigger cut, and the players agreed to that. Now, my understanding was the players agreed to take that bigger cut because they were given an assurance that the club wouldn't then use that leftover cash or freed up cash to chase a big name free agent at season's end. And that, of course, is very much Patrick Cripps. I think Paddy Cripps stays at the Blues. That's I've always said that. But nevertheless, though, these sort of stories make the footy world go around. And we've cut up some Craig Vozzo, so we'll play that on the other side of this break. You're welcome to ring in any time as well. 1300 736 736. Lines are open. Drop us a text off the Temper as well. 0433 98 11 16. Temper, a mattress like no other.